Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have to backtrack for a second because I told you guys at the end of regular season, if they flame out in the first round again, this is on Donovan. And you guys said I was crazy. And look where we're at.
I didn't say you were crazy. I didn't say you were crazy.
You said they blamed JB. No, they let him off the hook for the knee. Yes, I got the evidence.
Whoa. I said the organization would blame JB. I didn't say you were crazy. I said I agreed with you that the fans would start calling in about Donovan Mitchell. Why would I lie?
The fans here, the national media would blame Donovan, but the fans here would let him off the hook.
I said it myself.
Interesting back and forth between Jason Lloyd and Ken Carman today. And in the interest of fairness, okay, which this show is about being fair, except when I'm taking meaningless and needless pot shots at my coworkers here, whom I all love very much, which, of course, is a racer phrase. So that was Ken and Jason today on with the Modern Boys talking about Donovan as the fall guy. Well, this is going back to, I believe, April 2nd, where Jason Lloyd foretold his Donovan Mitchell hate prophecy.
This is going to be on him. Even with the bad knees and everything else, if they lose in the first round, no one's going to blame Darius, even though he's had a terrible year. Nobody's going to blame Evan Mobley. They'll blame JB, but they're going to blame Donovan. Like, this is on him.
Clevelanders will? Cleveland fans will?
I think everybody will.
Oh, I disagree. I don't think Cleveland fans. I think Cleveland fans believe that Donovan Mitchell's laying it all out there on the floor the best he can every night. I'm not blaming Donovan Mitchell. I think a lot of people agree.
I agree with that, yes. I agree that he's laying it out there. And I've said this 100 times. He has done everything right. He has said all the right things at every turn since they traded for him, since they brought him here. But if they lose in the first round and he plays like he did last year, you don't think he's going to take the blame for that?
I think he'll take the blame for that from people like Shaq and so on. I don't know if locally, I think a lot more people are more interested in Darius Garland and Evan Mobley than Donovan.
He got destroyed last year for his performance in that Knicks series. He got destroyed locally and nationally.
I think that's a champion's pose for Jason Lloyd, because I'll be honest with you, I think Donovan has not taken a lot of blame on the national level, but I think anybody that's listened to this station since that loss Thursday night, it is Donovan that has taken a brunt of the punishment by Cavs fans and by Cleveland fans.
Oh, no, he has. Quite a bit, by the way.
Yeah.
But not from the national folks.
I actually think it's disproportionate. Like, if a guy's playing through rib injuries and a knee injury, I'm going to give him more slack than I am Darius. And, like, I'm willing to give Darius a modicum of slack simply because I don't think he ever got right. Like, I almost think you have to write this year off for Darius, because I don't think it's indicative of who he is when he's at his best. And I think you can get him back there next year. I just no longer believe you can get Donovan where he needs to be and Darius where he needs to be. With these two guys, there is zero chemistry between them. And I'll be honest with you, what concerns me is not that there's zero chemistry between the two of them. What concerns me is they had some last year. It was not perfect. The offense was stagnant. You needed to figure something out to make that work better. The Cavs did nothing. and I mean nothing to resolve that. And I think the lack of chemistry is on the organization starting with JB, because I think, guys, this whole thing, it's not hard to fit pieces that don't fit together together. All it takes is a little bit of buy-in from the players and a little bit of creativity. There's this myth that every team in the NBA comes together, especially teams that have won championships, that they come together like the Warriors, and everything's kumbaya. Guys, in 2017, when the Warriors made, what was it, quick work, five games? Or no, sorry, that was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
There were cracks in the foundation between KD and the other Warriors. Now, in fairness, they just out-talented everybody, but everybody had to buy in to some degree for that. Steph had to sacrifice for that to happen. Klay had to sacrifice. Draymond, even KD, had to sacrifice a little bit for that to happen, and that's supposed to be the team that fits together better than everybody. It's a myth. No teams fit together 100%. But the buy-in that you get, that matters. And here's the thing. I don't know whether Donovan will take the flack in the fall, outside of Cleveland for this failure. I don't know that I agree that that's going to be the. I don't know that anybody's paying attention to the series, quite frankly.
Well, they buried it.
Well, no,
the national media's buried it,
and the series itself with four blowouts has buried it. And that's interesting. If the Knicks are playing in it, if the Cavs and the Magic, I think this thing's going to go over like a. It's the only thing I can think of, so I'm not going to use that reference because I've used it before. I think it's a blip. I don't think Donovan's going to take any crap nationally because I don't think anybody nationally is paying attention to this series.
Well, that's part of it, and I also think that in terms of Donovan and like the perception about all this, I do think that there are a lot of people out there that are going to blame JB, the organization, for not putting the right pieces around Donovan Mitchell. And honestly, like, I think people out there are going to feel bad for Donovan.
I think there will be some of that
notion. This isn't like Utah.
But can I tell you, though, here, people are already turning on Donovan. And it actually has nothing to do with what's going on in this series. It doesn't. Oh, okay, I shouldn't say that. It has nothing to do with what Donovan's doing in this series. It has everything to do with, we know, we're protecting ourselves. Donovan, every game they lose in this series, and honestly, if they were to go out against Boston and Boston was to make quick work of them, after every loss, Cavs fans, rightfully so, we already know the NBA wants him out of here. I mean, Stephen A. Smith can't mention the name Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks enough, even though they've got Jalen Brunson, right?
Who put up 47.
Every Mark Stein article starts with, is Donovan Mitchell going to stay in Cleveland? Every Bill Simmons podcast talks about where Donovan Mitchell's going to go. Every single national thing about Donovan is about getting him out of Cleveland. You already feel that way, and now he's on a team that's laying down? Like, I've come around to what Jason's saying because I'm seeing the vitriol that Donovan's getting while playing hurt through two significant injuries. And the reality is nobody cares because they think he's going to leave you. And what do we do better in Cleveland than anywhere else? Oh, you're going to leave us? We're going to leave you first.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think Cleveland invented that. And by the way, you should. Because this whole thing feels rigged. And so I do
think... What do you mean rigged?
Just the whole thing of having a superstar in a market like Cleveland outside of the NFL, which is a different animal. But if it's baseball or if it's basketball... Everybody's trying to get their hands on your favorite player from the second he becomes your favorite player. And so, yeah, I think a lot of the reaction pointed at Donovan over the last 72 hours, I think it is 100% tied on people protecting their emotions because they know you lose this series and he is Audi 5000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he's definitely gone. If they don't win this series, hell, even if they win the series, he's probably gone.
Well, and I think my bigger concern is what's his value now? Because when Donovan, during that ridiculous 18-2 stretch, Donovan, trade value-wise, was showing you if you put four shooters around him or mm-hmm. three shooters in a rim running big, he can be the number one seed in either conference. Now, you're watching Donovan fall in and out of games. Injuries or not, you're watching him fall in and out of games against a team that, quite frankly, nobody respects. Like, literally nobody respects the Magic nationally. And so that is my fear. The whole point, listen, I'm not caught up in will they win or will they lose the Donovan trade? Because in the end, if you get comparable, if you traded Donovan this offseason, you got comparable what you gave up for him, then it's a wash, and I got to watch a really damn good basketball player for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I think now fans are like, well, wait, is he going to have that value? Because coming off Utah, guys, yeah, his offensive rating wasn't great in those playoffs. He had a couple banger performances in the two previous playoffs. He had been one of the best players in the NBA playoffs from an offensive rating perspective. Now you're 3 years away from that. Oh, and now he's got knee injuries consecutive years. That's where I think the concern should be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.